Blog Talk Radio.
Insights from the Couch. What do you do when your elderly parents need you to be the adult? Welcome back to Insights from the Couch. I was out last week, not because of Hurricane Michael, which I did manage to completely miss the experience of, because I was visiting my elderly mother in Denmark. I was there for her 82nd birthday, and to see what arrangements we need to make for her best interest, considering the fact that she's blind, deaf, though she can hear fairly well with a hearing aid, she is considered deafblind, with beginning dementia, and I had a chance to see how frail and lost she is now, which is scary considering the fact that she lives on her own on the fourth floor with no elevator. Fortunately, there they have a pretty good system in place, and as of now, she has someone who looks in on her 5 times a day to help her get dressed, fed, bathed, and take her medication. And yet, seeing her get lost in a small two-bedroom apartment that she's lived in for the 41 years that I grew up in was rather disturbing. How many people are there out there who are in their prime, who have children of their own, who are growing up at the top of their careers, and have elderly parents who are looking more and more like they need help? Yes, it's a huge dilemma and an even greater stressor. Speaking of reducing stress, as my mother has never stepped into the 21st century with the technology it affords and has no internet, Wi-Fi, cell phone, computer, and because my phone was not picking up any internet anywhere and calls and texts were sporadic and would only go through to certain people, don't ask me how that works, I decided to not worry about doing a blog talk last week and focus on my mom and making as many contacts as possible while there. This is Karen Weary Cole, licensed marriage and family therapist of Insights Counseling Center, Inc. in Orange City, Florida. This week was supposed to be about how to maintain a healthy marriage. However, this topic is fresh on my mind as I've been living it the past week. I'll go back to that topic, I promise, next week. Girl Scout honor. With elderly parents, it becomes a question of time, care, and money. What kind of insurance do they have? How is their financial situation? Have they managed to have enough saved up in pension funds and investments that they can pay for the care they need when they need it? And how long are they able to live independently? Never mind how long they can drive. Ugh. All tough questions that invoke anger, fear, defensiveness in your parents, because each step is a step in the direction of no return towards the inevitable end of life. As my dear friend who is a nurse lovingly calls it, the death journey. This is one of the big D words that most people are extremely uncomfortable with. Death. Dying. The end. All depending on your particular spiritual beliefs. There are a multitude of spin-off topics right here that we can play with. Right here, such as what our beliefs are of what happens after death. How we live our life while we're able. Creating a legacy. Finding peace with things that cannot change. Carrying on after a loved one has died. Dealing with change in the first place, as in resisting change rather than flowing with it and accepting change, even when we initially don't like the change. Delicious topics altogether. One of the hardest things is having to confront your parents about them moving into an assisted living facility or nursing home. Many people decide to move their parents in with them, either because they want to care for their parents, worry they won't be taken care of properly in a nursing home, or because they cannot afford professional help for their parents. As the person who is caring for the parents, one way or another, we always come back to the fact that self-care is pertinent. And naturally, during the times when you need it the most is when you have the least amount of time to dedicate to it. However, not squeezing in at least 30 minutes of some sort of self-care on a daily basis, and I mean dedicated, focused 30 minutes of self-care on a daily basis, you're setting yourself up for your own demise, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Take a 30-minute brisk walk. Close your door and meditate for 15 to 20 minutes. Read something that you enjoy reading. Call a good friend on the phone or invite them over for a cup of coffee, no matter what your house looks like. If you have to worry about having a spotless house in order to invite your friend over, then that is not a true friend. A true friend is not going to worry about the state of your house. Rather, your friend is going to worry about the state of your mental and physical and spiritual well-being. Ask for help. This is absolutely imperative. Many of us are the ones who shoulder everyone else's problems. I know that. I hear it all the time. You are the one that all of your friends go to, and they cry on your shoulders. I know that you have broad shoulders. I also know that you are human, and you need a shoulder to cry on from time to time. Hence, I have two suggestions. One, pick one friend who you think might be able to handle some of the stuff you need to share to lighten your own burden. See how they react. If they react poorly, you know not to expand on the issue and not to share any more with that person in the future. However, they just might surprise you and be very receptive to you. They may be very good listeners and, in fact, very happy to return the favor of being the strong person for you for once. Two, find a therapist you can talk with because the therapist has no emotional ties to you or your life and can teach you tools that will help you cope better. Maybe just having a safe place to unload your burden is what you need. One way or another, it is important for you to ask for what you need. It is hard having to unleash the wrath of your parent when it comes to talking about their care and finances and legal issues. Most people do not enjoy conflict, and it is very stressful. While you're in this place, it's a really good idea to plan out how you want your end of life to go and get legal documents and financial planning in order and talk with your kids about it so they don't have to go through this mess when you become your parents. I know what has helped me is having my aunt come from England over and guide and support me when needed. I talk with my friends who are all wonderful, and I don't know how I would make it through life without my friends. And honestly, taking a tough love stance just as I do when it comes to raising my son. Hey, I can only do so much, and the fact that my mother is an adult who is legally allowed to make her own decisions, I can honestly only do so much, especially when I live so far away. There's no comparison of having an elderly parent who lives in a far-off country as opposed to moving your parent in with you. That changes all of the dynamics in the household with regards to roles each person plays and with regards to whether this is an in-law or your own parent, whether they get involved in your parenting style or take a laissez-faire stance. It's a good idea to have an upfront talk with your spouse and kids about the rules of the house and how to handle some of the obvious situations that will come up, just so you have a guideline to follow and you don't have the big pink elephant in the room. Depending on where your parent is with their cognitive skills, I would also discuss the house rules with them. Be clear about what you're willing to do and how you interact with your kids and what works for you. Adding people into the household can quickly add tension, as everyone has their own little idiosyncrasies, which may drive you or them nuts. Now remember, ask for help. Talk with your friends. Talk with a therapist. Practice self-care. Schedule 30 minutes daily that is sacred you time. Sometimes it can help to think as though you're looking through a camera lens. And when you're getting too stressed out, it's because you're using the zoom lens to take a close-up picture. You need to zoom out and take a wide-angle picture. For example, you're getting frustrated with your mother because despite the fact that she's unsteady on her legs walking around, she refuses to use her walker to move around. You most likely cannot be at her side 24/7 as you have a million other responsibilities. Hence, her walking and deciding to take the risk of falling and breaking her hip is indeed her choice. Inadvertently, as hard as it sounds, Just as when your child decides to not study for an exam and not hand in their homework, they fail the exam and possibly the class. It is not your doing. It is your child's doing, especially if you reminded and encouraged and prompted them to do their homework and use the walker. They chose to take the risk and the natural consequences that follow. Yes, that means a trip to the hospital and hospital bills. Then they will have to get the care they can get and pay the bills as they can. That is really all you can do. Truly. Keep your focus on what your parent finds is the most dignified quality of life for them. It may not look like the most dignified and comfortable life to you, but it may be what they want and how they want to go. Accept that. And so, we walk the fine balancing act of stepping in and stepping out whenever we can and need to. What are you ready and able to do? And what does your parent need? And what are they willing to give up and do? Have an honest talk with them about what they want the end of their life to look like. Do they see themselves dying in their own home? At what expense with regards to their care, financially and emotionally, for them and you? The can of worms has officially been opened. The silver lining of this situation would be to take those worms and go fishing or throw them in your compost bin. Next week, we'll talk about building a sound marriage based on 40-plus years of couples research by John and Julie Gottman. We will specifically talk about how to eliminate the four horsemen. Those are the four relationship killers: criticism, defensiveness, contempt, and stonewalling. Unless you learn how to work around these four relationship killers, your marriage is doomed. Knowledge is power, and power comes when you put the knowledge you gain into practice. So practice self-care, and I look forward to meeting you next week. Chip, chip, cheerio.